Recorded Books and RB Digital present Persephone the Phony, Goddess Girls Book 2 by Joan Holub and Suzanne Williams, narrated by Michi Barral. Chapter 1. The Immortal Marketplace. A lyre bell pinged, signaling the end of another Monday at Mount Olympus Academy. Persephone crammed the text scroll she'd been reading into her scroll bag and got up to leave the library. As she joined the throng of godboys and goddess girls streaming into the hallway, a herald appeared on the balcony above them.
"The 23rd day of the school year is now at an end," he announced in a loud, important voice.
Then he struck his lyre bell again with a little hammer. A brown-haired goddess girl carrying so many scrolls she could barely see over the top of them fell into step beside Persephone.
"Ye gods! That means 117 days to go."
"Hi, Athena," Persephone pointed to the pile of scrolls. "Some light reading?" she joked.
"Research," said Athena. She was the brainiest of Persephone's friends, and also the youngest, though they were all in the same grade. The two goddess girls continued past a golden fountain. Persephone's eyes flickered over a painting on the wall beyond it, showing Helios, the sun god, mounting to the sky in his horse-drawn carriage. The academy was filled with paintings celebrating the exploits of the gods and goddesses. They were so inspiring.
"Hey, you guys, wait up!"
called a goddess girl in a pale blue chiton, the flowing gown that was all the rage among goddesses and mortal Greek women right now. Aphrodite, the most gorgeous of Persephone's friends, raced toward the two girls across gleaming marble tiles. Her long golden hair, held in place by seashell clips, streamed behind her as she dodged past a godboy who was part goat. He bleated, but when he saw who it was, he stared after her with an admiring, doe-eyed look.
"I'm going to the Immortal Marketplace this afternoon," Aphrodite said breathlessly. "Artemis was supposed to go with me, but she's got archery practice. Want to come?"
Athena sagged under her load of scrolls.
"I don't know," she said. "I've got so much work to do."
"It can wait," said Aphrodite. "Don't you want to go shopping?"
"Well," said Athena, "I could use some new knitting supplies."
Athena was always knitting something. Her last project was a striped woolen cap. She'd made it for Mr. Cyclops, the heroology teacher, to cover his bald head.
"You'll come too, right, Persephone?" Aphrodite asked.
Persephone hesitated. She didn't really want to go to the mall, but she was afraid of hurting Aphrodite's feelings. Too bad she didn't have a good excuse like Artemis. But except for cheering with the goddess squad, Persephone wasn't much into sports.
I'd love to go," she said at last.
Her mom would have been proud. She was always telling Persephone to be polite and go along to get along.
"Let's stop by my room first," said Aphrodite. "I need to change."
Aphrodite was obsessed with clothes and had a different outfit for almost every activity, often changing 5 or 6 times a day. The student dorms were upstairs, girls on the 4th floor and boys on the 5th. Taking the steps 2 at a time, the goddess girls were soon at the entrance to the 4th floor.
"I'll drop these scrolls in my room and be right there," said Athena.
Aphrodite and Persephone continued down the hall 9 more doors. After flinging her bag onto Aphrodite's bed, Persephone perched on the edge of it.
"I'll just be a minute," Aphrodite said as she opened her closet.
Persephone glanced around the room. It was small, but intended for 2, with an identical bed, desk, and closet on each side. Aphrodite and Artemis were supposed to have been roommates, but Aphrodite had objected to sharing space with Artemis's 3 smelly dogs, so Artemis had moved into the room next door. Persephone would have loved to live in the dorm, but her mom insisted that she live at home instead. Within minutes, Aphrodite had wriggled into a fresh chiton, a lavender one this time,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?